Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Friday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen in studio, Bill Bush live from the piano room once again. Bill, have you tickled the ivories this morning before you got going?
Boys, it's just, I don't know how it happens, but I didn't realize this until I started, you know, during all my travel through recruiting, which was awesome.
Uh-huh.
But I found out through my travel through now radio, if you just ask when you check in for the piano room,
yeah,
that everyone has one. And it's always held until someone's asked for it. I've just kind of hit the jackpot every time. I had no idea that, like, whether it be a Hilton, a Marriott, a Cobblestone, Best Western, they all have a piano room. And you just have to ask for it.
La Quinta.
Yeah, they all have it, apparently.
La Quinta has one, yes. And it's a little smaller piano.
They all look the same, too. It's incredible. The room looks the same everywhere you go. It's remarkable, Bill. I don't know how you pulled this off.
Well, this one's happening in Louisville, Kentucky, so very excited about that.
That's where you are.
Yes, Louisville, Kentucky. I walked right through security onto my plane yesterday, because I told Jake that we had a hard out at 8:30, and I think we went to with Shimmick till about 8:32, and then we had a guest appearance from the governor,
yes,
of the state that showed up to see Shimmick, and then myself and the governor started talking some football.
Yeah.
After that, and so it was as the drive was going to Omaha, I called my wife and just said, find another flight. I won't make
my
flight.
Oh, God, seriously?
Yeah, I'm not going to make it. But you couldn't shortchange Shimmick. You couldn't do that, governor.
Yeah, I tried to get out as soon as – I mean, we're 2 minutes past is not terrible, but it's the fact that the governor was here. You can't just shortchange the governor either. That's the problem.
No, I made the decision to miss my flight.
Wow.
I made my decision to miss my flight for Shimmick and the governor, because it was pretty electric post-interview. Everyone would probably agree with that.
God. It was. So how long was delay? When was your second flight, Bill?
I wasn't going to be until like 4 something in the afternoon.
Wow.
Which would have got me into Louisville around midnight. Yeah. But anyway, it worked out fine. I'm here and got in just fine.
Oh, so you didn't get another flight?
No, I made the flight. That was the key was I walked right through security onto the plane.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. You guys would follow along with the storyline.
We were trying to make sure we're connected. Sorry, Bill. Yeah, it was a great day. By the way, the first text I got on the text line today was from Dave in Fullerton. Says, it was great. Early Break had Ken Shimmick on yesterday. I went on later to YouTube after listening to the radio. It made my day. Thank you for doing that. That's why we did it. for you.
He's the face. He's the face of the state. He's the most popular person.
I checked back in our break room the status of the cake this morning, and the number 44 is completely gone. It just says it just says weather now. The top of the cake it's just the part of the cake that says weather is left. The number 44 and everything beyond that is gone. It was eaten yesterday.
People ate the cake.
Yes, I'd say about a third of the cake has been eaten.
Mm. Good job, Bill. People ate the cake.
It's nice. You always want to have a cake. My mom taught me that. Yeah. And I think that one of my favorite things, the cake will go down in history for one reason. Ken, would you like some cake? Ken doesn't eat cake at 8 a.m.
I said the third person.
You went third person, and that's what I'll remember the most about the cake from this time.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is amazing.
And then we have a picture of Shimmick with the cake, and there's a piece missing out of it because Steve had tore into it in the corner.
It was just a
small piece, but he did. Yeah.
It was. We were opening and eating it. It wasn't out of line at all.
Right. No, not at all.
No, it was just cut.
No. Yes.
Yeah. It was fine. Ken didn't want cake.
He said in third person. I love it.
Ken doesn't do cake at 8 a.m.
No. I wonder if Ken does cake at all. I don't know. We want him to take a piece or two with him, but he didn't even take it with him, which is just his own doing. It's fine. It was there for him.
I totally understand.
If he wants to come back today, the cake is still here, Ken, if you want to have some cake. We still have it.
The cake will be gone today. All you do is just set it out. The people ravish through food at the station.
I'm surprised it's still here. I mean, the cake was out for a while here, then it went out back, and usually at that point it gets devoured. But if we tell people from the station, hey, eat this or else we're going to have to throw it away, then it will likely get devoured.
Well, it was good. I mean, it was good.
Send game. Rudy back for a piece.
Yeah, well, he needs a
Rudy's
piece.
Here.
Yeah, Rudy's here.
What are you doing in Louisville? Is that an invasive question?
Yeah, I have an event that I'm speaking at. And another big event is I'm here to free Eric Getzfred I flew out here to meet with Eric Getzfred. The main thing for us, his daughter is getting married tomorrow. So we have a best friend getting married. You make an appearance, so I'm very excited about that. And I'm kind of involved with the actual wedding with some certain events in the wedding. I'm partaking with an MC an event of it, and so I will be doing that tomorrow during the reception
in Louisville.
In Louisville, yes.
Nice yes. job. What else is going on?
Idle chit chat. Anything for you, Sid?
Nothing.
I caught a little bit of the NFL game last night. The Seahawks win 23-20. A little comeback from the Cardinals to force overtime, but they did not win. 23-20 Seahawks last night. And what was most of the time a very boring game. It got interesting, so kudos to them for not quitting the Cardinals.
Okay.
They did lose the game, though. And I didn't watch any of the Army-East Carolina game, but I heard it got kind of interesting at the end, though.
Oh, so Army came back.
It got a little bit interesting at the end. I did watch at one point in time. It was 21-0.
Yeah,
and it looked like it was
halftime
over. It was just bad. And then Army kind of chipped away. It wasn't a great game. I caught it in the. Like I said, I just gotten checked into the hotel and stuff, so I was catching bits and pieces of it. So yes, I did see some of that, and obviously all I saw was the highlights of the Seahawks game, and that game turned out to be actually incredible game.
It's a good finish. Really good finish, yeah.
It really was.
Yeah, I guess I misspoke. This was the East Carolina game, 28-6 East Carolina.
Yeah.
Now, here's the problem, though.
Wait a second. Army did not come back.
And also, you said the game – you also said that the NFL game went to overtime. That didn't happen either.
Did not? Oh, sorry. Well, I went to bed when it was 20. It was like 20-all with like 13 seconds to go. What happened?
So somebody kicked the field.
Yeah, Seattle got they made an incorrect kick. Which means the ball didn't go far enough, so they got the ball at the 40, made one pass, kicked the field goal, won the game.
You're kidding me. An incorrect kick.
Wow. Yeah, so gave the ball at the 40.
Okay.
And so if they don't do that, they're probably going to overtime.
Okay.
23-20 Seahawks. But here's the real problem. If you're a Kansas State football fan, this is alarming. So Army loses 28-6. Army beat Kansas State. Army's 1-3 with the loss to Tarleton State. A blowout, it was 28-6 last night to East Carolina. Their one win is against Kansas State in Manhattan.
Kansas State plays. Hey, by the way, Kansas State plays UCF tomorrow.
Yes.
Follow the one.
I talked to a guy last night that said he got tickets to the game on the 50-yard line, reasonably, you know, not really high up, for $25. Kansas State's not in a good spot right now. They're not.
No.
They're not a good spot. If you can do that, on the day before a game, get tickets on the 50-yard line for $25, that's not a bad sign. It's a bad sign. Frosty's going
to
be right.
Well, I went to Wisconsin, Nebraska 4 years ago, and this was, I think, the first day of deer hunting
rifle season.
Yeah. And so it was obviously people were not. We bought tickets the night before. Same thing. 50-yard line for Nebraska, Wisconsin for $21 a piece. These were great tickets. Three of them, 21 a piece. I could not believe it. That would never happen here, ever. Mm-mm. That kind of low price. Mm-mm. But
who does Wisconsin have this week? Who did we say they
Wisconsin,
had?
Wisconsin, hang on a second. They
maybe they're on a bye week.
No. They play Michigan. They play Michigan.
No, Michigan's on a bye week this week.
Oh, I think Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's on a bye. They don't play this
bye.
Week. They're on a bye.
That'll be worth tracking their StubHub and seeing what they're getting, what a ticket would cost.
It would be
now.
It really would be, Bill. It would be.
I get fascinated with that, with the StubHub prices, and also $7 a ticket. You know, in some places there it's $500 a ticket.
God,
for
damn.
This, you know, it's really very interesting.
I know I won't do it, and I know what you'll say, but wouldn't it be kind of fun to go to Manhattan tomorrow?
Yeah, it would be.
See,
yes,
Frost,
it would be.
You wanted to go to Champaign this weekend. Yeah, now you want to go to Manhattan. Which
go
one
to
are you
Iowa.
Go to?
Go to Iowa would be great.
I would go to that game.
It would be. I think it's a 2:30 game.
I think of the three, I would like to be at Iowa, Indiana. Just to see if Cignetti can follow up that butt kicker with another one.
See, Bill, the allure for me, I don't want to make this about me, but one thing is I would have no duties. It'd just be fun, just to be.
It'd just be fun. Yeah.
Just be a imagine person. Yeah.
Well, the first thing I think we would do is a stool. That'd be my recommendation. Is what? Okay, is find a place to park and let's just walk around to random tailgates because people welcome you in.
Super fun
if you show up. And then you have like, say we all have Nebraska gear on. Like, why are you here? We don't have a game this week.
No game.
So we're traveling around. Then they'd be like, oh, come on in. Or just be a random fan that you don't have Nebraska gear on. People are like, what are you guys doing here?
Yeah.
Are you guys Indiana fans? No. We're just here because it's an incredible game. Then you're getting by to their tailgate. You talk to people. It would be an absolute blast.
It would be. And to have no duties and just to be able to talk to you guys and like not be in a rush.
You don't have to write it all.
Yeah, no rush.
You're just watching ball.
Yeah, no.
We could do some joking around, some kid bits.
Yeah. We could have some beers, right?
We have some beers and laughter and fun. Camaraderie.
That sounds delightful.
Camaraderie. We could have some camaraderie.
We could have that happen sometime, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I think we could.
We'd introduce Jake to the other tailgaters as Sparky, and he'd get upset.
Yes, I would love to be called. Hey, this is Sparky, by the way, over here.
Sparky.
This is Sip. This is Bill. This is Sparky. Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Sparky Sorensen.
Yeah.
Sparks.
He loves the name, by the way. He's a big fan.
Do you like Sparks?
No.
No.
So, yeah, if we did it this week, we would go to Iowa.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, there's interest, obviously, in seeing Frost at UCF, but I would definitely see the Iowa-Indiana game.
I would push probably a little harder for Champaign.
That's the longest drive of all.
Yeah.
You don't like being on the road that long. We're talking about less road time. And that's an interesting game, of course, but it's our guy, Cignetti.
Yeah, you're right.
Me and Bill
are
high on Cignetti.
I'd like to go to Iowa.
Starting to get on the Cignetti bandwagon.
Well, we wouldn't get there. What is Iowa?
5 hours.
Iowa City, 5 hours?
Yeah, 5 hours.
Yeah, we'd leave it.
Yeah, K-State would be nice. That's 100 miles.
I know. How about that? Frosty's going to be right down the road.
Right down the road.
Kind of an interesting
game. With a great
game.
Chance to win.
Absolutely.
God, tomorrow's going to be epic. It's going to be epic.
Oh, it's epic.
Just got a picture. Someone is walking at this very moment from the text line to the entrance of the Ryder Cup at Bethpage Black in New York.
Why are they doing that?
Whoa.
Yeah, because they want to watch an epic patriotic sporting event, Sip,
that
me and Bill have both experienced in our lifetime.
Do they have to be there?
Oh, yeah. They chose to be there. It's a great choice by them.
Somebody lose a bet.
Nope. No, they did not lose a bet. They're happy
they
to be there.
They
want
to watch college football, but they lost a bet.
They can still track college football tomorrow, but they're going to watch America versus Europe in the Ryder Cup.
That's how that works.
That is cool, and it's awesome, and I would defend it to death.
Okay.
Anything for you, I don't chit-chat.
I told you to. No, I didn't.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Well, I mean,
You had a show last night. You could talk about it. It's fine.
No, I mean, it was just a show. It's Zipline. It was fun. I kind of bolted out of there early. Show lasted. Oh, but there were, God, I should mention for sure. Breakers, a woman.
She's a woman.
She was a woman. was it Joan again?
She's going to kill me. I'm just going to do this. It could have been Dawn. Okay, Bill will remember this. Remember when we were out at what have we done? I'm trying to put this together in my head. When we're on location.
Remote broadcast?
Yeah, remote, yeah. Which one?
We've been to several. We're at the hotel over here. We're at Cedars before.
We're at Cedars, and she came up and threw money out the window of her car and hit a cone. And hit a cone and drug the cone off. Bill was howling with laughter.
That's hilarious. Yeah. That's hilarious.
And we were calling her Delta Dawn.
Okay.
Yes.
It was that woman.
Delta Dawn.
Yeah, and she was with her friend who went to Columbus High with me and was in math class with me. His name is Kush. I remember that. But I don't remember him in math class. They were there. And she is a deluxe breaker. She's with us every single morning. Thank you very much.
So thank you, Delta Dawn.
Yeah, I don't know if her name is
Dawn. You called her Delta Dawn.
I don't know if her name is Dawn. She'll text in. She's a texter.
Well, if her name's not Dawn, and we were calling her Delta Dawn, that'd be really weird.
Well, there was some reason.
His name was Sophia.
Reason, though. Like, I don't know if Delta Dawn was playing when this all went down or something. There's a lot of people that talk to you at these things. It's hard to keep everything.
Well, there was a lot of confusion that day because you asked Andrew Newton what he does there at Cedars.
And we said, Sip, that's Andrew from Newton's Lawn Care. Look at his jacket. His jacket said Newton's. He wore Newton's Lawn Care attire.
He had a vest on that said Newton's Lawn Care.
I was thinking maybe he was a groundskeeper there.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's okay.
Okay. What do you do here? I'm Andrew.
I'm Andrew. I advertise on the show. Sip, I've
sorry.
Talked to you
met me before.
Andrew, we're sorry still.
I get a lot
I've
of.
I've talked to you 40 times face to face.
Right. I get a lot of Sipple I've met you before, and I'm like, okay. Okay.
last thing out of chit chat, we don't like to be down on the show, but there was a sad moment in the state yesterday. Matt Verzel, who is a longtime former Husker, of course. Owner of Paizan Pizzeria in Omaha, and does a lot of radio appearances. We found out passed away yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know exactly what happened, but
I don't know the sad situation.
Moment for the Nebraska sports fan base, Nebraska general, and just a tragedy with him.
Still
probably known as one of the glue components of the team, and since that time, he's just. We talk about the word beloved, yet he would be, number one. I mean, he was so beloved. He said he played in 30 games, played, I think, two seasons, basically played in every single game at some point in time. He was a backup at the center spot and the guard spot.
Mm-hmm.
But the sheer human spirit, he was a spirit animal. Like I said, he was on radio a lot. I hadn't had a chance to see him for a long time, but he was absolutely one of those guys that were on the team that back then the numbers were huge. Every single person on the team would have known him, respected him, and loved him. He just had that kind of persona about him.
Very active in the media. Became kind of a thing in Omaha for a while. Did that midday
show. He still did a lot of appearances in Omaha.
Did the midday show a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Up there, and I'll tell you what, there was a period of my career where he helped me a lot. Not in recent years, but as a little younger, he guided me through a lot. Smart. You have to call people who know football sometimes.
Sure.
Like Bill. But Verzal was one of the guys I'd always go to. Smart guy. Really smart. So, and really helpful.
RIP to Matt Verzal again. I think a shock to the community. He was active in the media as of this week, I was seeing. So
right.
We still don't know exactly what happened, but RIP to him and his family. And
thank you,
of course, the Nebraska sports fan base. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. Go see Joey and the team.
Joey!
If you need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or something to run the sprayer for you, 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738ag.com. Now, Bill is not here. Mm-hmm. He is afar in Louisville. I'm going to make sure not Louisville.
Louisville.
I said that once. He did not like the way I said Louisville is how you say that. But what do we do on a Friday after the Idle Chit Chat, Bill?
The call.
That's roll call, sponsored by Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Please text us your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what fourth item from the Breakers today?
Fourth item would be today about travel. I'd like to know, when you travel during layover with time, are you a food court person or a sit-down restaurant person in the airport that you're at? Where are you going to? Where you, what's your going to be?
Great question.
It is a good question.
Is it like, hey, am I whipping in just fast and grabbing a McDonald's as I walk by and go to the food court and eat it? Or am I going to go try to sit down and find like a – you'll see Applebee's. You'll see different restaurants you get to sit down in. And which one are you selecting with time not being an issue? Time not being an issue.
Sean
which
and Rob,
one are you going with?
Sean and Rob go to the bar.
They sit down.
Yeah. I'm not. I am food court all the way. I'm always freaked out.
I'm like, sit down. I'm going in. I want a menu and I want to relax.
Oh, well, we're different. We'd have to reconcile that if we travel. No, we don't. We just do our
split
own
up. We just split
but do you
up.
Want to sit at the gate the whole time?
I'll see you at the gate.
You'd rather sit at the gate.
I like getting at the gate and not jacking around. I've been with so many travelers who will take it right to the limit at the restaurant. I'm not that guy.
That causes anxiety. I get that.
Yeah, I'm not that guy. I'll just get something small and go to the gate.
402-464-5685. The texts are rolling in. Let's get to them. Pecan pie is in South Lincoln.
The pie.
I prefer sit down so I can people watch mostly.
Sit down in
the bar. Like in the restaurant, so he has more time to watch all the people in the airport. It's a great people watching place. We all know that. Airport's incredible. Sean and Eagle, restaurant with beers. Okay. He's not doing fast food court. He's sitting down. Kent and Lincoln.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Kent and Lincoln says sit down. Paul in Spearville, Kansas, age 27. I don't do airports. I drive everywhere.
Sit down
okay,
doesn't
wasn't
mean
really
anything
on,
to me.
Really wasn't on the, yeah, on the docket,
come on,
but we'll
Paul.
Take it. All right.
Yes, sip.
Sit down. So sit down. You sit down at the gate too.
Yeah, he's saying instead of being the one at the gate for 2 hours, if you've got a 2 hour layover, you're gonna go sit at a restaurant or bar for maybe 45 minutes to an hour. Like,
okay,
eat food, drink beer,
keep them wrong.
Not sit at the gate. Okay, next up, Jesse in Milford, food court. He's joining.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
You at the food court, Sip.
Okay.
Gary in Lexington, Kentucky, Bill. He's near you. He's not
oh,
Louisville.
He's not
Lexington.
Far. It's just on the interstate, guys.
He's at the food court with you.
How far is Lexington, Bill? Oh, God. I got
probably about, I'm going to say it, 2 hours.
Not far.
No, not far at all.
Mark at Woodland Hills, age 71, sit-down guy. Travis in Panama City Beach, food court. Good mix so far. Joel in Wisconsin, sit-down restaurant and work kind of guy. He works while he's there.
Ron,
so you'll work at the gate or no?
I don't work in airports.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Jockstrap, working out in Imperial in his basement. Sit-down restaurant. With drinks. Lots of drinks, he says.
Okay, good.
Les in Lincoln says, food court, you guys rock. Thank you, Les. Appreciate that.
Les, thank you.
Kyle in Boston, age 22, food court. Tony in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Wow. He goes, Centurion Lounge drinks.
Oh, wow.
He went above you, Bill, on that one. He went to the lounge. Let's go to the lounge.
When you get to any of the lounges like that, that's incredible. When you get into a place, that's a whole other level of having your life together.
Like United has a lounge.
The United
Capital
Club?
One, yeah, not exactly.
That's where Sean goes all the time.
Of course, he leaves you?
No, he'll take me in there.
Okay.
United Club.
Free drinks in there.
Yeah, free for everything. Yeah,
everything's free in there.
Everything. That's a place you want to. Yeah, when you get a chance to be in there, that your whole life changes.
It's pretty amazing. United Club.
How about Will from Apply Connect says, "Sit down and alcohol" was his text there.
God, a lot of alcohol.
Will,
a lot of alcohol. That's fine.
Hey, what are you doing? Jordan Wilbur says he's working out at Hilltop Fitness right now, but he go to the food court at the airport.
Okay.
With the layover. Phil and Lincoln.
Fitness. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, fitness.
Phil and Lincoln says he's doing fitness in the garage right now, and I'm going to the bar if I'm at the airport.
Yep. Yep. Hey, fitness in the garage.
Mike is going for a run right now in Lindsberg, Kansas. Fitness is all over the place this morning.
There's a lot of fitness.
Find a spot to sit, he says. Going to a
sit-down. Be careful out there. Yep. Wear reflective gear.
Do you do that?
No, I used to run all the time in the morning in the dark. Never wore anything even close to safe. No.
But here you are.
Could have been ran over 30 times. Yeah.
Ben in Palmyra, age 31.
Would have been the drivers. Would have been my fault. That wouldn't have been on me. True. I love when I see someone now jogging down in the morning, sometimes running, and they've got eight things on. They have a headlight on.
Yeah.
They've got reflective gear. They got things around their illumination around their ankles. I mean, they're aglow going down the street. That's a little much.
Can't miss them. Can't miss it. Ben in Palmyra, age 31. Food court every time. A sit-down restaurant in an airport is priced like a nice steakhouse.
Yeah. You got
it is, but I'm okay with that. We just know that's part of the deal. It's part of when Steve went to the Chop House the other day. He knew going in, it's going to be a little pricey.
This is going to hurt a little bit, but we're going to like it, though. Lou, age 80 in Orlando. Sit-down restaurant for Lou at the airport.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jason Ceresco, age 42. I hit the bar to get a couple in before I take off. Okay. He's going for a couple drinks at the bar.
Get a couple in. Yeah. That guy sounds hardcore. He does. A couple in before I hit.
Ryan in Delaware, age 40, food court for sure. Vince in Napa, age 53.
Vince.
If time is no issue, I'm definitely going to the bar and putting down drinks. He says, note plural on that.
Wow, Vince. Hello, Vince.
Delivering water, door to door. Thank you, Vince.
Yeah, Vince, I don't always get to text. These guys will tell you that. So don't hold it against me. Keep going.
Northside Dave says, I sit and read a book I brought along. That doesn't say if he's in the food court or the restaurant, though.
Might just be at the gate.
Might be at the gate.
A book is a good idea.
Chet in Nebraska City says, I sit down because airport beers don't count.
He's kind of right.
All right, Chet. They don't count.
Okay. That's good.
Chad in Texas. I'm a food court person. Corey in Duncan, Casey in Seward Airport Bar for sure. John in Roscoe, Illinois. Sit down. Jack in Bellevue, age 22, grabbing food and eating at the gate. He's joining you on that sip.
Yeah, going straight simple.
Brett in Kansas City, he goes, I bring a backpack, peanut butter and jelly, and beef jerky to the gate.
Wow.
So he packs his own smoking gun beef jerky. Might be.
Probably is.
Smoking gun jerky and a peanut butter and jelly.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
We got a text from McSafety's friend, Chris, who's been here before.
Yes,
right?
The banker.
He says right now he's fishing Devil's Lake with McSafety at this exact moment, and they sit down at the restaurant.
Hi, guys.
Where's Devil's Lake at?
It's
Devil's Lake's in North Dakota. It's an expanding lake, and I'd like to know from those guys, will they be slip bobber fishing over some rock piles? Will they be drifting with Lindy rigs, or what is the plan today?
Hey, what's an expanding lake?
What's that? Expanding lake means Devil's Lake means because of the underground water, it just keeps getting larger all the time. So the lake is almost doubled in size. So there's all kinds of farmland underwater. You fish roadbeds that are underwater. There's fences underwater. What used to be farm ground out there is now flooded. The lake expands every single – it's expanding by the minute.
And then it eventually contracts.
What's that? No, it just keeps expanding. I don't think it's going to eventually cover the whole state of North Dakota, but it's a deal.
Okay.
It's a big deal. I'd like to hear about this.
Dr. Orv is 74 years old in Syracuse. He says, I am too old. I need to sit down at the restaurant.
Okay.
In 74. Bill has texted into the text line. Yes, Bill Bush says, Bill in Louisville, sit down.
I've never texted in my life.
I see that's Bill right
there.
That's
a good idea. So you sit down in a restaurant, though.
Yeah, and I want a menu handed to me.
Okay. You don't go. Yes, like, okay. All right.
Now,
I just like to relax a little during that time. And I'm with Steve on this. I won't do that if I'm going to push it right to, I'm going to scramble to the gate. I won't do it then. I have to have relaxation time. If it's like, hey, I've got 45 minutes, I'm going to try to sneak in here quick and make it to my gate. I don't do it. Okay. I just go to the gate. I'll get something from the whatever the convenience store or something. Just a snack of some sort.
Bill, I wonder if me and Bill are like this. I will tell you this. I've traveled a lot, and when people say you have a 3-hour layover, the reaction you generally get is, "Oh, that sucks." My reaction is, "Oh, bring that on."
This is great.
I don't like a mini vacation. I don't have to do anything for 3 hours. All right,
sweet.
Yeah, I'll go to the restaurant.
Yeah,
hey, Bill. Sorry, Bill.
No, I had a huge layover in Chicago Midway, so I had my backpack with me, and so I adjust the straps, put my backpack on, and did fitness.
Did you seriously?
I walked the airport for an hour and 20 minutes.
That's a long
non-stop walking.
Yeah,
that's a long walk.
I circled the. There's not 1 inch of Midway Airport that I did not. And I saw some. I took pictures of things and sent them to people. Just whatever random stuff. Yeah. So I did fitness.
Now, approximate miles walked for an hour and a half. Bill, you have any idea?
I got like 15,000 steps in.
The airport.
15, you're feeling 000. Better. You're feeling better.
Yeah, so I'm feeling better. Yes, absolutely. We all know I was a little down. So you can also do fitness in an airport.
Couple of YouTube before we move on. East Lincoln West says he's sitting down and having a burger and people watching, of course, at the airport, if that's the case. Nels in Montana looking for a Cinnabon at the airport.
Oh!
Not a bad idea.
No. Doug in Idaho says sit-down restaurant. Randy in Thornton, Colorado says restaurant with a whiskey.
What about, have you guys ever done the Auntie soft pretzel?
Of course. Auntie Anne's, yeah.
Yeah, Auntie Anne's.
Yeah, I'm not into that, but I like the smell, Steve.
It's a great smell. And they have one of those at the Gateway Mall as well.
Oh, they do.
Yes. Yeah. Go get some
Auntie Anne's. Don't need to know that.
Well, now you know. Yeah. Go get one.
That is
the roll call sponsored by Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Go see Sarah. The spirit animal of Lincoln just south of 48th and Holdridge for darts, karaoke, of course, bowling, billiards, and great food at EJ's Bar and Lounge.
And Irwin Sweeney, the former Nebraska corner.
Yes. Big corner, right, Steve?
God, it looks like a safety now. Great, hey, Bill, fit. You as a defensive backs coach, you would say, Irwin, you look like $1 million.
You can see him. Will he do photo ops and autographs?
Oh yeah, he's very congenial. I don't. If you knew Irwin, yes, Irwin is a very approachable person.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yesterday, Matt Rhule, again, it's a bye week for the Huskers, but Matt Rhule had his weekly appearance with Pat McAfee on the Matt McAfee show. Got a couple clips from this yesterday.
Pat McAfee,
ESPN. Yes.
Pat McAfee.
Matt Rhule has been on with the show, I think, since week one of the football season. Mm-hmm. He's on every Thursday around, I don't know, noon or so.
How cool is Pat McAfee, coach?
Oh, well, there we go. There's sixth grade simple right there. They were discussing the Michigan game and the fact that it is a measuring stick for Nebraska. Here's Matt Rhule with McAfee, Pat McAfee yesterday.
Let's talk about what happened against Michigan. We have to. This was a big one for your team. I think this was a massive one for the story of the Big Ten. I think this was going to be considered a measuring stick for you, I think, but also for what your team could be this year. Do you agree with that? Or do you think we're still early in the process of figuring out who the hell we are at Nebraska?
Well, no, I think both can be true. I mean, it was a chance to play a game versus a perennial top 25 team at home. They have a rookie quarterback, freshman quarterback. So, you know, you got to go win that game. And we didn't. So, I mean, we have to be disappointed, but, you know, we're also not going to put on, you know, black shirt, black tie and just, you know, call it a season. I mean, you know, we look at that game, Pat, and I say, you know, we gave up 7 sacks. We gave up 286 yards rushing. So they got after us in that ways and we lost by 3. You know, I told our guys, like, I mean, we got playmakers making plays all over the field. We got to get a little bit better in a couple areas, and that was a good measuring stick for us. And you know what? We're going to be able to play a lot more good teams. We got Michigan State in 2 weeks. We'll be ready.
It's Matt Rhule with McAfee. One more, and Bill's addressed this before in the show, but the fact that was your first loss of the season for Nebraska, and you have a bye week. You don't get a chance to play football. You have a bye week to now think about that. Here's Matt Rhule on having a bye week after losing. Not a fan of that, but here's a Rhule with Pat McAfee yesterday.
Coach, what do you look for in your team when you're facing adversity? Is it just, you know, the week of practice, especially when you don't have a game the next week and you can't really get back out there and prove it? Are you just looking for effort, looking for energy all this week? What are some of those things? And then is a part of it, too, you also kind of, you know, letting up a little just because they are probably beating themselves up so much for the loss itself, you know, at home, that you almost don't need to get on your guys versus, you know, when sometimes you do if you're playing, you know, a team under your guys' skill level?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. Number one, I think having a bye week the week after a game like that is torture. Like I'm tortured right now. Like this is absolutely miserable because you want to get back out and play. I think the other thing though is if I took the approach with them of like, hey, it's okay, we lost, it's Michigan, you know, da da da, then they wouldn't respect me. Like to me, it's like no. Like we know they're good, so you guys are good too. And you know what? Like Ohio State lost to Oregon last year in game four by 1 point. You know what they did? They came back and they won a bunch of games. They got angry. They got pissed off and they came back. So we're not going to sit there and say, hey, it's okay. Like, hey, fix this. You know what we did? We went out. You know, coaches had their practice schedule. And, bro, I put the ball down on Tuesday and I said, all right, well, ones on ones. Let's go play. Twos on twos. And we went for about an hour and 15 minutes. And the guys had so much fun. It wasn't punishment. Sometimes you have to, like, you put so much pressure, you got to go back to just playing the game. Just go play. Yeah. Have fun. Enjoy it. Fly around. We did that Tuesday. We did that Wednesday. To this morning, we practiced this morning, and then like, I headed up here. So just wanted them to get back to, like, hey, you're a good football team. It's a play to here, a play there. Now go make those plays, and I think we will.
You're laughing.
I'm not laughing. I have problems in the world.
What's your problem?
The Bills, and you can shout me down. This is fine. I'm an ass, you know. Just by nature. I've never been okay with. And he's not saying this, but the concept of losing is okay. I'll never understand. And I'll never agree with it. I don't understand that. And he's not saying that. But I would have also a lot of trouble with just go have fun. If I'm having fun, I want to be working towards something, like winning. Okay, we can go have fun playing football, but I want to know that we're doing something that's gonna help us win the next game. You know, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know if he said he wasn't doing.
No,
that.
He's not. He's fine. I think he's what he says is fine. And he didn't say losing's okay. Right. It's killing him. But anybody who says it, I'm always kind of like, okay, are you sure about that?
Yeah, there is a fine okay. line to it. In general, the theory, which is 100% true, is you coach your team harder after a win, and sometimes after a loss, you got to build them back up a little bit with where that's at, and then a mature team can handle those different setbacks in different ways. Also, if you want to get in a rhythm of some sort, whether it be offense, defense, whatever it is, the one of the common things that you do for football is you play football. And rather than just being hey, we got individual, we have this period, we have this. It's like this, get into game mode. I know offenses like to go up and down the field, calling plays, throwing balls,
yeah,
whatever it is. So the matchup of the ones, twos, twos, playing, because both sides of the ball would say they had something that was glaring, right?
Right.
It was needed to be addressed. And so let's address the glaring part of it, and let's try to get good on good as much as we can, because I would imagine they treated this last week just like camp, which is pretty normal. Okay. Saban was huge on that, or a lot of coaches were, but Saban was the one that I just always followed with him do it. But when you went to bowl practice, the first whatever 7-8 days of bowl practice was camp.
Camp.
You went back. Yes, you just went back. You weren't worried about the opponent. Mm-hmm. All you were working on was on yourself. And so I imagine that's what he was trying to get done during that time, which is normal and in my mind the correct way to do things. But the good on good and just getting the flow of football is pretty good.
I hate to say it this way, but I'm glad he's tortured. I want to hear he's tortured. Right, I want to hear that.
Sounds odd, but yeah, I hear.
Did you hear what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't want to hear a coach or a player ever say they take losing in stride. And I've heard players I've seen players that they kind of take it too much in stride. I'd have a lot of trouble with that. I've never understood it. But no, he's not taking it in stride. I'm not suggesting that. He's tortured. I like that. I'm glad you're tortured.
This sounds kind of sick, but I get
it's
it.
It's not
I get
sick.
It.
It's not. It's sports. That's what it is.
Yeah, that was the gist.
You can say that in sports.
That was the gist of Rule's appearance with Matt McAfee yesterday was mm-hmm. kind of that. So,
mm-hmm. But okay. Then he's out on the road today.
I saw that. He was somewhere last night, too.
Oh, where was he?
I don't know. I saw a post of it somewhere, but he was out somewhere.
Is there a tracker? Is there anyone tracking Rule the
You know Sean's tracking him. He's got Sean's probably tracking. To
I guarantee if Sean would know.
Yeah, Sean would know where he's at and who he's seeing.
It'd be sweet if they would do the tracking like they do the Santa tracker on Christmas Eve. I'd like to
the
see
Rule
that.
Tracker. Where's Rule at?
Yeah, the Rule tracker at that. That'd be, be kind of fun to see, just have him track where he's going, what schools he's going into, like that. Have live feeds if possible.
You know how it goes. You know how it goes in the media. They do that. I mean, like, we were tracking where Satterfield was going to see quarterbacks, and it was really easy. Oh, he's in Pullman, Washington. Wonder who he's seeing today. You know, he's in Waco, Texas. Wonder who he's seeing. You still do that. It's not like, I don't know what what's the Santa
maybe
track?
The most miserable part, and it happened later in my career, but the most miserable part of being an assistant coach is that because there are several places, and LSU would be one. Notre Dame is very, you know, noted for this happening, where assistant coaches are tracked to the second almost.
Is that right?
They just left Johnson High School at 8:42 this morning, got there at 7:42, met with so-and-so, we saw, and they drove out and they left the school. They were heading north towards the interstate.
Is this media?
Yeah, it's just me. Yeah, it's insane. They know where you're going. They have somebody at the school that will talk to him. Yes, he was here. He just left. Yes, Marge from attendance just walked him down to the, and it's like, wow, that gets to be a lot. He just checked into the Marriott.
You've been part of this.
Yeah,
you've been part of this.
Yeah, it's painstaking if you're that coach. Not that you're doing your job, you know what I said, but when all of a sudden like that, when someone can track you and your wife can say, huh, I see you just got into your room. How'd you know that? Well, it's on the internet.
Yeah.
You just
everyone's tracking you right now.
That's kind of cool in a way.
Is that really cool that everything's tracked?
It's cool that there's that much
interest. What would be cool about that? Interest. So you'd like that, Steve?
No.
If we, for the rest of the day, we put an air tag on you.
No, let me speak. I said level of interest. I like that. There's a level of interest in what you're doing. You're recruiting. I think you'd want that versus a place that doesn't care.
Josh says on YouTube that apparently he told Pat McAfee is going to Texas to recruit. So he's in Texas.
Going to Texas. Okay.
Yes. So.
Go get some bigs now, if you're listening. Go get some bigs.
Listen to Ben. Was one of the conversations, right, when the new staff was hired because of the connections through Baylor and all the different places that, that Texas was going to be a big area for the Huskers. How many Texas players do we have on the team currently? It doesn't seem like I know very many.
I don't know the number. I'm looking at the depth chart right now, as far as who you got on the team right now that's on the two deep.
Van Poppel's from Texas. That was Frost.
You got one.
Yep.
I'm going to say on the two deep right now, I'm scanning. Oh, Dylan Rogers is from down there.
Okay.
Dylan Rogers is a Jack linebacker.
He also was Frost, right?
Yes. I'm going to say that's it. Now they have backed. Well, obviously they've backed off Texas because there's nobody on the
Jeremiah Charles from Texas.
Jeremiah Charles.
I'm looking at the roster right now.
Yeah,
it's not a ton.
No, there's not.
There's not a ton in Texas.
I have
on this roster.
Jake has the roster, and I have the two deep, the three. And you know, the two deep also is four deep at some positions. Understand. That's about it, right?
That's obviously because there's just a focus somewhere there. They would, if they had their focus was there as much. But I just remember that was going to be a big piece was because of all the connections that were made through Texas.
Now some of those connections are gone. Right. McGuire's gone. The tight ends coach is gone. Obviously, those were two big ones. Who am I missing?
Malcolm Simpson, Gibson Pyle are also from Texas.
Yeah, and those will be pieces we go forward.
Yes.
Simpson, I think, could have played this year, then got hurt in the offseason.
Before we get to break, if you are hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, Bill, where would you send the breakers this morning?
The Bird.
Early Bird, 19th.
Not late.
It's open right now. They have the pastels on the wall. It's a wonderful place to have breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, waffles, pancakes, chicken fried steak, which is smothered. And don't forget the world famous hash holes. Early Bird open until 2 p.m. every single day for breakfast, brunch, and lunch at 19.
The room next to me is not going to be happy.
Free, spacious parking. Up next, FSPs is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.